It's Ember Friday in the first week of Lent, and as the Friday after the first Sunday of Lent, it is also the Feast of the Holy Lance and Nails. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zylstra. Today our Roman station is at Santi Dodici Apostoli, the Basilica of the Twelve Apostles. This church is the station church on all four of the Ember Fridays of the year. The first ancient church was established nearby, closer to the Forum of Trajan, built in the 4th century. It was rebuilt in the present location in the 6th century, dedicated by Pope Pelagius to commemorate the defeat of the Goths near Mount Vesuvius. The 6th century church is well under street level now, but it had a raised altar, which also still exists below today's high altar. And there you find the relics of the apostles Philip and James the Lesser, son of Alphaeus, who was beaten to death with fuller's clubs. He's usually depicted with such a club in paintings and statues. Their relics were actually lost for a long time and then rediscovered in 1873. One of the tombs you'll find in this church is that of Pope Clement XIV, Papa Ganganelli. He was, of course, the pope who suppressed the Jesuits in 1773. When Clement was dying in 1774, far away St. Alphonsus Liguori had a period of ecstasy after saying Mass, and apparently Alphonsus bilocated and visited the pope on his deathbed. Clement's tomb here at Dodici Apostoli was carved by Canova, and it was his first sculpture in Rome. In the older traditional form of Mass today, we hear a very penitential tone, beginning with the introit, "Deliver me, O Lord, from my necessities, see my objection and my labor, and forgive me all my sins." That's the piece you hear at the beginning of the podcast. In the older form of the office, which priests read every day, St. Augustine explains the symbolism of the number 38. And coincidentally, today we are 38 days out from Easter. From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Troadec. Let us admire the patience of the paralytic in the gospel, who had been sick for 38 years. Paralysis is a terrible illness. Not to be able to move at will, to be always dependent on others, is no small trial, and what increases the difficulty of a suffering is its duration. To be sick is never pleasant, but to be sick for nearly 40 years is a suffering even more painful. What shows the patience of this sick man is, first, the fact that he comes back to the pool every year hoping to be healed. He could have given up after 10 years, after 20 years, after 30 years, but no, he does not lose hope. He still comes back after 38 years of illness. His patience reveals the hope of being cured, which he still fosters deep in his heart. This patience appears in the answer that he gives to our Lord when he asks the man if he wishes to be healed. He could have said, "How canst thou ask me such a question? Thou canst see perfectly well what a miserable state I am in. It is obvious that I want to be healed." But he simply says, "I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred, for while I am coming, another steps down before me." In the face of such virtue, our Lord acts with mercy. He says to him, "Rise, take up thy pallet, and walk." And at that very moment, the sick man stands up, picks up his bed, and returns home. Lord Jesus, moved by such an example, I come today to ask thee to give me the virtues of patience and of holy resignation, in order to bear with courage the trials of my own life. I also wish to pray for all those who suffer.